National Youth Day is a special holiday for most South Africans. It's held on the anniversary of the day the first children were killed in the struggle against apartheid. This year marks the 30th anniversary of the Soweto uprising. At the FNB soccer stadium outside Johannesburg, more than 40,000 people were bussed in from around the country to celebrate. Most were children born after apartheid had ended. And while many have little understanding of what happened on that day, they all understand its consequences. Freedom.
We must enjoy, for youth must enjoy the youth day. The youth, any youth day.
Our brothers and sisters are died 16 June in 1990.
Yes, I am so very, very happy because we have a freedom.
From what I know, it's like people were suffering at that time, you see. And this generation of now, we're more free than those people in the 1976 times.
The students of 76, then they decided to stood up and fight for their rights. But today, as 30 years back, we are free and we are together.
South African President Thabo Mbeki joined the celebrations and thanked the class of 1976 for its contribution to South Africa's democracy. He urged all sectors of society to play a greater role in helping resolve the challenges faced by young people today.
We remember the youth of 1976 because they have left us a lesson that it is possible for young people to stand up and confront the challenges facing them. We remember them because we would like the youth gathered here today and their comrades throughout our country to follow their example of unwavering commitment as they confront the modern-day challenges of poverty and unemployment, of alcohol and drug abuse, of AIDS and other diseases, of illiteracy, of women and child abuse, and other problems that make the lives of our youth difficult.
Mbeki's speech resonated with many parents in the stadium who see the challenges of a modern society every bit as dangerous as rioting against the police.
We need to formalize a good strategy of how can we mobilize the youth of today to focus for economic development rather than to go to alcohol or drug abuse or to promote HIV/AIDS.
Along with the many young people at the tribute were others who were there to reflect on the changes achieved and to remember fallen heroes.
30 years ago, my dad died on this day.
And so how does today make you feel?
I feel proud because I've got my daughter. I wish the cameras were here so that they can see, the world can see that the son of Moses, after 30 years, you know, for me, it's an anniversary. I am celebrating the lives of those who have died for this. You see this younger boy.
Rowan Reed for VOA News, Johannesburg.